Amen. We thank and praise God. Amen. For Jesus Christ, we thank God. Amen. Amen on tonight for our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. We thank God for yet being saved on tonight. Amen. Sanctified, Holy Ghost filled. Amen. And fire baptized and delivered in Jesus' name on tonight. Amen. Amen. What do you know about Jesus' blood on tonight?
Jesus' blood still has power.
I said, what do you know about Jesus' blood on tonight?
Jesus' blood still has power.
I said, what do you know about Jesus' blood on tonight?
Jesus' blood still has power.
Amen. Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded.
For our transgression.
He was bruised.
For our
iniquity. The chastisement. Amen. Again, we do bring you greetings all the way from Heavenly Grace Gospel Word Network Incorporated, located right here, amen, in Talladega, Alabama. Amen. We thank God, amen, for this is Friday night, amen, Bible study. Amen. Amen. And we just thank God for everyone, amen, every listening ear on tonight, every receiving heart that will receive the word of God with gladness on tonight. Amen. We thank and praise God. We continue to pray for those, amen, that are bereaved on today. Amen. Those that are sick and shut in. Those, amen, whatever, amen, that's going on with you. Amen. Whatever you're facing on tonight. Amen. Do know that we are praying for you. Amen. Amen. And we have you on our minds. Amen. Amen. But most of God, most of all, God has you on his mind. Amen. Amen. And we thank and praise God for that on tonight. And we just love him and we magnify him. We thank him for what he's already done. Amen. We thank him for what he's doing right now. Amen. We thank him for what he's going to do. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We give him all the praise. Amen. We give him all the honor and we give him all, amen, of the glory on tonight. Amen. Amen. The son that said, I love you. Because you care for me in such a special way, that's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why
back on Calvary, that's why.
Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I ever done. In His arms, in His arms, I feel protected. In His arms, never tears connected. In His arms, I feel protected, and there's no place I'd rather be, and there's no place I'd rather be, and there's no place I'd rather be. He's a wonder in my soul. He's a on tonight. Amen. Amen. Let's go to Bible study on tonight. Amen. We love the Lord on tonight. Amen. Because what? He first loved us. Amen. 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 We always, amen, we know, amen, we believe in that scripture. For God so loved the world. He so loved the world that he would. He gave his only begotten Son. And whomsoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And we believe in that on tonight. And we thank God. Amen. Again, we do bring you greetings all the way from Heavenly Grace. Amen. Gospel Word Network Incorporated on tonight. And we do thank and praise God for Jesus Christ on tonight. And we thank God for our pastor, Apostle Miller James Pearson Jr. On tonight, we're going to go to, amen, some scriptures tonight. First, amen, we want you to, amen, you can go ahead and write down John the 11th chapter. Amen. We will be going to John the 11th chapter of tonight, verses 25 through 27. Amen. At St. John the 11th chapter, verses 25 through 27. Amen. And after we, amen, go to John 11, 25 through 27, amen, we will go to, amen, John the 20th chapter, verses 24, amen, through 29. Amen. Those are our focus scriptures. We will be going to some more scriptures, but our focus scriptures are tonight, St. John, the 11th chapter, verses 25 through 27. Amen. And St. John, the 20th chapter, verses 24 through 29. Amen. Amen. First, let's go to St. John, the 11th chapter tonight. Amen. And this, amen, as we begin, amen, in the midst of, amen, chapter, amen, 11 of St. John, amen, the 25th chapter of tonight, we thank and praise God for his word on tonight. Amen. And I thank God, amen, for how we, amen, we celebrated, amen, our resurrected King, amen, Jesus Christ, amen, we celebrated, amen, him on Sunday, amen, not just on Sunday, we always celebrate, amen, our resurrected King Jesus, amen, amen, but amen, we thank God for the time that we do have, amen, to celebrate him, amen, amen, how, amen, you know, they take out a lot of days for everything else, amen, but I thank God, amen, for my Savior, amen, being celebrated, but I thank God for we as saints of God, we can celebrate him every day, but we thank God for Resurrection Sunday, amen, we thank God for, amen, even Good Friday, Easter Monday, amen, it's, amen, people call it, amen, but I call it Resurrection, amen, amen, because Jesus Christ, he lives, amen. Amen. And not only does he live, but I thank God for him living in me. Amen. When I accepted him as my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I asked that he come on in, and he came on into my life. Amen. And that's the way, amen, I'm able, amen, to live for him. Amen. Without him, I could do nothing. Amen. Without him, amen, I could do nothing. I can't do anything without the Lord. But I will fail. Amen. I will be just like a ship. Amen. Without a sail. Amen. I will be like, when the storm comes, I'll be what? I'll be tossed here and there. But I thank God, amen, for being on that solid rock. And that solid rock of tonight, it is Jesus Christ. And it always will be Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. So, amen, we start, amen, in the middle of St. John, the 11th chapter. And we're going to start at the 25th verse on tonight. And this one, Martha was having assurance, amen, of the resurrection, amen. This, amen, Lazarus, amen, had died, amen, amen. And Jesus had to, amen, encourage Mary. Martha had to encourage even the disciples, amen. But I want to start right here at the 20, amen. I'm going to start at the 17th verse, and then we'll go down 25, 26, and 27 is my main focus. It says, then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. And he was talking about Lazarus. Amen. Amen. This was Mary and Martha's brother. Amen. And it said, now Bethany was nigh to Jerusalem about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning what their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. And Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. And Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And quote the scripture, amen, St. John 11:25. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Amen. Right here I want to, amen, take the time, amen, to give you, amen, my text for this Bible study, amen. Amen. And my text is, it's time to take the limits off God. Amen. Amen. It's time to take the limits off God. Amen. Amen. It's time to take the limits off him. Amen. Because he wanna do some things. Amen. And it's our for you, for me. Amen. He wanna do some things. Amen. That we never seen him done before. Amen. Amen. So it's time to take the limits off of God. Amen. Mary and Martha. Amen. Yes, they was there. They was crying. Amen. And they was mourning.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, amen. Take the limits off because he want to do something in this hour, amen. Amen. I feel the Holy Ghost on tonight, amen. I feel him moving so for somebody out there on tonight. I feel him moving for somebody out there on tonight. I feel the strengthening, amen, of God on tonight. I feel his strength. I feel the healing of God on tonight. Amen. I feel it in a higher side. Thank you, Jesus. I feel it. Amen. I feel somebody's getting healed out there on tonight. I feel somebody's being, amen, about to be, amen, resurrected on tonight. Hallelujah. I feel it. Amen. In my sanctified soul. I feel it. Amen. In my spirit. I feel it. Amen. Amen. Jesus is doing it. Amen. Amen. He has dispatched his healing angel. He has dispatched. Amen. Hallelujah. He has dispatched his healing angel. Amen. To somebody out there today. But he just wants you to believe. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm feeling that work right now. Amen. I'm feeling that work right now. I said I feel Jesus Christ at work right now. Take the limits out of Jesus Christ. He want to heal somebody. He want to raise somebody up from the dead. Yes, I said it. He want to raise somebody up from the dead. Amen. If he did it for Lazarus, he'll do it again in this hour. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. The 26th verse. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She said unto him, yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. I believe that thou art the Christ. The Son of God, which shall come into the world. And when she said so sad, she went away. She called Mary, her sister, secretly saying, the Master is come and calleth for thee. Hallelujah. And as soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and she came unto him. And now Jesus' mother not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. Thank you, Jesus. And then the Jews then, which were with her in the house, comforted her when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, she going unto the grave to weep there. Oh, hallelujah. I got to finish this on now because I don't want to end. Because somebody may not know the story on tonight. Somebody may need to be reminded of the story on tonight. Amen. And then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, we had St. John 11:32. Said then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. And when Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in his spirit, and he was troubled. Why was he troubled? He was troubled because they did not believe the words that he had already spoken to them. Amen. Somebody out there on tonight, Jesus has spoken something to you, and you don't yet believe what Jesus God told you. You don't believe the promises that he left on record. Amen. I'm telling you, you need to grab on to some faith on tonight. You need to take the limits off of Jesus Christ. Quit putting him in a box. Quit putting him on a shelf. Quit putting him under your bed. Amen. Quit putting him in your closet. Amen. Let God go and do what he wants to do for you and for your family, for whoever you believe in, for God to do a miracle for. It's just around the corner. Amen. I said it's just around the corner.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. He's healing tonight. He's healing tonight. And when Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, where have ye laid him? Hallelujah. And they said to him, Lord, come and see. Uh-huh. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, behold how he loved him. Amen. Yet he was weeping because they wasn't believing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Somebody out there weeping on tonight. Amen. Amen. Somebody weeping on tonight. Are you weeping, believing on tonight? Are you weeping and believing that God will and can do it? Amen.
Yes, he can.
Thank you, Jesus. Then said the Jews, behold how he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused even this man should not have died? They were still doubting Jesus Christ. They were saying, amen, this man, this is the same man that opened the blind eye. Why can he not raise this man? Amen. They were still doubting Jesus. And somebody out there can doubt Jesus. But I want to tell you tonight, take the limits off of him. Amen. And let him do what he wants to do on tonight. Amen. Amen. He's a right now God. He's an immediately God. He's a suddenly God. Amen. He'll do it right now. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
St. John 11 and 13 said, Jesus therefore again groaning in himself coming to the grave. And it was a cave and a stone lay upon it. And Jesus says, take ye away the stone, Martha. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he's stinking. She began to, amen, tell him, he's stinking now, Jesus.